You?
Sarah Wilson has launched a brand new podcast called Wild with Sarah Wilson, where she speaks to the world's big minds about living a more beautiful and fired up life. And I just want to start the chat by saying, Sarah, I just love you.
Oh, Maz, that's a beautiful way to start a chat. Thank you. And you know what? Feeling is mutual. Back at you.
Thanks. You are a trailblazer and you've always inspired me. And that's why when I caught wind that you had a new podcast, I was like, oh my God, I need to binge listen. And there's only two episodes out.
I know. Slowly. Look, it's just launched. And I think you may have caught, because I think I saw something from you, the Sia interview, the interview I did with Sia, the songwriter and singer.
Yeah, that's episode one. And I've just started listening this morning to the David Pocock interview, which is out now. And I mean, let's just start from, for people who aren't across the podcast, I love the premise of the podcast, which is talking to great minds about living a more fired up life. Where did that idea come from?
Oh, gosh, my own frustration. I wrote a book that came out at the end of last year called This One Wild and Precious Life, and it's about living in such a way that we are fired up to save what matters to us, because my sense is that we are almost a little asleep to what is mattering, and I think it's eating away at us. And I feel that there are not enough discussions about this, about the deep stuff, the meaningful stuff, the stuff that actually sees us connect. And we used to have rituals around that. We used to have fireside chats. We used to have even church, you know, spiritual traditions. We used to have far more gatherings where we would talk this kind of thing. And now everything moves so fast, everything's so fragmented, we're distracted, and none of us talk the real stuff. So yeah. I also think we're not living wildly enough. I think we're all feeling very safe. We are, in Australia, a very risk-averse country these days. I think we're at the bottom of the list for innovation. We used to be at the top only in the early 90s. So
yeah,
I just wanted to start having these conversations. It's a self-serving podcast. They're the conversations I want to have, and I figure I might as well record them and see if people want to join in as well.
Love it. It's so good.
I would say a lot of people live their life on autopilot, don't they?
100%.
So by tuning into these chats, do you feel like it wakes them up to sort of get a bit of spark in their own lives?
Look, I really hope so. I think we suffer from a lack of inspiring talent, and not because it's not out there necessarily. It's because so much of the social media stuff that we consume, the messaging we consume, is just surface, because life is so complex. It's completely understandable. So we need to set up structures for it. And I actually think podcasts are a wonderful, wonderful way, and also radio actually, where we can have more mindful conversations. And what I do with this podcast is I don't overwhelm. I take one wild idea that person has delivered to me in one way or another. So I don't just choose the biggest thought leader out there. I actually find people that have, where their work has inspired me and had an impact on me, and I drill down deeper with them. So some of the people are, you know, philosophers from the US, big marketing gurus, and, you know, Jungian psychiatrists and nuns, people who've lived in a way where I've gone, my goodness, I've got so much to learn from that. And I drill down, I go deeper, I get still, and we stay in the conversation. So yeah, that's the aim, and I think we're craving it. We're sick of talking mortgages and weather.
Can you share with us, just, I'm sure you have learnt so much that you probably have enough to write your next book from just this podcast alone, but can you share with us one idea that's been surprising to you that you've learnt through this process and this project?
Yeah. Look, there are many. I would say that there's a really common theme that's come through, which is really reassuring, and that is a notion of trust and trusting the flow of life. I think it goes against everything that we have been taught, which is to grip and steer and control and maximize and be your best self. But a lot of these thinkers look like they're very, very successful, and all of them are, except they very much subscribe to this idea of being rendered choiceless. And that's a phrase that I use a lot. To be rendered choiceless is the ultimate freedom, and that is to accept that we are part of this world and we need to join it and move with the greater flow of it all. And so Sia, as you know, she accepts where life takes her. She accepts when ideas come and arrive in her mind, and she goes with it. She doesn't try to fight it. David Pocock accepted that there was a moment where he could no longer play football. He was, for all intents and purposes, still at the height of his career, and he walked away to become an activist.
I'm just at the part with the David Pocock chat where, Sarah, he talks about how one of the people that inspired him is a guy called Rob Bell, who I'm a huge fan of, and he talks about how Rob Bell discusses this idea that when you're doing something, you can either graduate or you can hang on until the bitter end, till it feels like a really ugly divorce. And I love that analogy on it's okay to walk away from something that you're brilliant at to chase after something else that fulfills you.
That's right. I think the analogy with a relationship is a great one. Like, leave when there's a sadness and some wisdom to be gained and some love to still be had for your partner, rather than wait for the messy divorce. And another speaker that I speak to later into the series, you know, he says that Mother Nature says to us, you can come with the flow of life or you can come in handcuffs. And it's a similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I love it. I love it.
We've got to fire up and choose instead of being passive participants in this life, because it's wild, it's precious. And I think we've got a sense of how fragile and perhaps limited it might be if we don't wake up.
Sarah, thank you. Thanks for putting together this podcast. It's truly inspiring from what I've heard so far. And just thank you for trailblazing and doing what you do. It's so awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for appreciating it. I love it. It's enjoyable, and I just want other people to enjoy it like I do.